Museum head resigns amid power struggle. The head of Didcot Railway Centre has resigned amid a reported power struggle at the organisation. After 5 years as chief executive of the Great Western Society, Clive Hetherington stood down last month and last week said this was because of a change in governance. He added this change would have prevented him from delivering an agreed 5-year plan, which he believes is vital to the charity's success. Didcot Railway Centre is next to Didcot Parkway and attracts thousands of visitors every year. In a statement, Didcot Railway Centre said, "Our chief executive, Clive Hetherington, has left the Great Western Society. We would like to thank Clive for his leadership during the last 5 years, during which time our entrance ramp was built, opening up access to all our visitors. He oversaw the renovation of our coal stage and water tower, expanded our educational offering to schools, and helped to organise the Four Castles event in 2023 and the visit of the Flying Scotsman last year. Interim arrangements are being put in place and more details will be provided in due course." Though Mr. Hetherington has said he is committed to the success of the centre, he said he was deeply disappointed to have left. He added, "This decision follows a change in governance in the non-executive board, has begun acting in an executive capacity. In my view, this will prevent me from delivering the agreed 5-year plan, which is vital to the success of the organisation and to meeting the commitments associated with the recently awarded National Lottery grant. The lottery grant is worth £3.7 million, with Mr. Hetherington saying he was proud of his time at the centre. Visitor numbers increased significantly," he said, "and the charity retained more income than at any time in its history." He added, "While I remain committed to the mission and future of the railway centre, I believe that the current approach to governance makes it increasingly difficult to build on this success and to deliver the long-term strategy on which the organisation's future funding and sustainability depends." Richard Varley, chair of the centre, said he was disappointed that Mr. Hetherington chose to resign so abruptly. He said, "The trustees are entirely satisfied that their governance is completely professional and robust. Notwithstanding Mr. Hetherington's hasty decision to leave his role, the Society and the Didcot Railway Centre will continue to flourish pending the recruitment of his replacement, and we wish him all the best in relation to his future endeavours." And there's two photographs, one of a locomotive with the Y26 on the front and a picture of Mr. Hetherington standing with another locomotive.